Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILX.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. We're going to have some more open line coming up in about 15 minutes, 393-3700. We want to go out to our guest line. Very happy to bring in a guy who started at the Lansing State Journal and did a great job at the Oakland Press, went on to AnnArbor.com. And now, with the Detroit Free Press covering the Detroit Lions, Dave Burkett. Hello, Dave.
How you doing, Jack?
Just fine. Well, what we saw last week with the Lions and that win over St. Louis, is there anything there, or was that a mirage?
Well, you know, I mean, I think they definitely are moving in the right direction. They do have a little bit of talent, you know, on the roster for once. But I think last week's win should be taken with, you know, a little bit of a grain of salt. It was against St. Louis, and I know they had two wins, but they're not a very good team. They were on the road, and with a rookie quarterback who lost his best receiver, you know, early in the game, they didn't put up much of a fight.
And yet, Dave, this is Tom. You know, and when I going into that, I didn't see the game, but I was getting score reports. I'm thinking, good. I'm glad they embrace this moment, because when you look at the schedule, maybe with the exception of up at Buffalo in a couple of weeks, this was one of the few opportunities the Lions are going to win a game.
Yeah, right. No, I mean, look, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Lions. It was a good win. It was the best win they've had in years, and they did play well in all phases. But, you know, fact of the matter is, I mean, we're still looking at a, you know, 4 or 5-win team, something like that, most likely. You know, I think they do have a few other opportunities. I mean, I could see them beating Washington at home in a couple weeks if Stafford's back after the bye.
Or maybe the Bears or the Packers, one of those two, I think they might cop one
injuries
there.
You know, NFC North looks a little bit different than it did before, but you know, by and large, I think the Lions are still, you know, a year away from contending.
Dave, Tom asked a very good question during the break. He asked if Jim Schwartz was the answer. He asked if Schwartz was the answer.
I love you too.
for the Lions, and I said I didn't know if he was the answer, but I also wasn't sure if he was the problem. What do you think about Jim Schwartz compared to other coaches the Lions have had, and is he a guy that they could win big with?
You know, I think he's definitely different. You know, he's learning on the job like a lot of coaches have had. I mean, I haven't, you know, there's some time management, you know, issues that I think he's had, just, you know, or maybe not taking chances I think he should have gone for, but that's how he plays. But no, you know, I think Tom's right in the fact that he's, you know, Schwartz is a smart guy. And the thing that he has working for him, and we may have talked about this before, is that, you know, he's on the same page with Martin Mayhew and the Lions, you know, upstairs management. And that hasn't always been the case with Lions coaches.
Well, you know, Dave, what Jack was talking, you know, we're sharing our conversations, you know, opinions of each other. But he was talking about the fact that the talent level is just not there. There is some progression, but how much more talent do they need, and where do they need it the most?
You know, they do. They have, I think if you look at, you know, Ndamukong Suh and Calvin Johnson, if that guy could ever stay healthy, you know, Jabin Best to Stafford, you know, they do have some building blocks. They do have some of the more just talented players at their positions in the NFL, young guys, but guys that you could see, you know, 2-3 years from now being, you know, kind of core players of a playoff team. But, you know, I think there's absolutely a lack of depth on the team. And you know, that manifests itself, you know, specifically in the back seven. I mean, the linebacker play has not been good this year, and they've gone through a whole slew of different middle linebackers because of injuries. You know, Levy's been out, Jordan Dyson, Landon Johnson had a concussion. So they've cycled through bodies there, and that's really hurt them. And then in the back end, you know, it seems like they may have found a little something with Alphonso Smith, but you know, overall they just when Delmas isn't 100% or when Chris Houston has a bad game, they've struggled.
We're talking with Dave Burkett, who covers the Detroit Lions for the Detroit Free Press. Dave, the health of this team, what's the status right now with Calvin Johnson, and what's the story with Matthew Stafford?
Yeah, I think Calvin is, you know, legitimately a game-time decision tomorrow, you know, or at least something that's going to go into tonight. I mean, he did, you know, incrementally more as the week went on in terms of catching passes and using his right arm. He landed hard on that right shoulder and just didn't have a lot of range of motion early in the week. You know, Stafford's a different story. He actually, you know, he wouldn't talk to us yesterday in the locker room, but I said something to him. He had this bag in front of his locker, and his helmet was in there and some pads. And I said, does that mean you're going to dress at least? And he just kind of smiled and put his head back in the locker. So he's, you know, I think he's still a couple weeks away from playing, you know, maybe after the bye, but he's at least done enough. He threw with receivers this week for the first time. So he's at least done enough that, that you can see the injury is in its latter stages.
Yeah, tomorrow, I mean, the Giants have been pretty generous with the turnovers and such. I mean, the Lions, can they embrace this? You think they got a plausible chance of winning it all tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Dave?
Well, that's how they have to win. I mean, I picked the Giants, but Eli Manning has not, he's not taking great care of the ball. He leads the NFL in turnovers, actually. 8 interceptions, 4 lost fumbles. So, you know, that's, and the Lions are a team that have, they're tied for the NFL lead in takeaways. So, you know, if there's a way that they can win, it's that, and they need to take care of the ball themselves. You know, Sean Hill had his first turnover-free game last week, and maybe get the run game going a little bit to keep that pass rush that the Giants have off Hill's back. So, you know, they, you know, can't rule it out. I know they're big underdogs, and like I said, I'm not picking them by any means, but you know, it wouldn't terribly shock me if they won their first road game this week.
Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Dave, the Central Division seemed that it was going to be, or the NFC North, I should say, seemed as if it was going to be a brutal division at the start of the season. And now you have Minnesota showing a lot of problems. We don't know what Brett Favre's situation is. We see the Packers with all the injuries there. The Bears certainly look like a flawed team, one with one of the worst quarterback performances in memory last week. Are there games here for the taking that maybe we didn't anticipate for the Lions?
Yeah, no, and I actually broached that topic with a few players in the locker room this week, and even Jim Schwartz, and, you know, nobody wanted to, you know, they all say it's too early to look at the standings, and frankly, they, you know, they've believed in themselves from the beginning. But, you know, I do think that despite the 0-4 start, that you have to look at the division, you know, as a human and just say, you know, this thing's wide open right now because the Packers have so many injuries, because the Bears are, you know, frankly, the worst 4-1 team in the league, and the Vikings with, you know, Favre and everything they have going on there, who knows? So, you know, again, I mean, I still think all those teams are better than the Lions, but you know, the Lions are starting to get healthy when some of these other teams are losing players. So that's better than the Lions.
And when you look at that schedule, I mean, the Lions could potentially win back-to-back games. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but, I mean, at Buffalo, and because the Cowboys, they're playing the Cowboys. The Cowboys are not very good this year. I mean, that's a plausible victory for the Lions when you think about it.
Well, the other thing that I think the Lions have going for them with the division schedule is that, you know, they have home games against all those teams later in the year, and who knows by that point. I mean, is Brett Favre still playing in December? You
exactly.
know, I mean, how healthy
yeah.
are,
right.
are the
January,
Packers at that point?
Yeah, so, yeah. January,
so, you know, if you basically, you know, to get the playoffs, all you got to do is win your division. And, you know, I mean, if somehow you could sneak out those three games, I mean, you obviously have to do something else with the rest of your schedule. But you're at least, you know, taking a step in the right direction there.
We're talking with Dave Burkett of the Detroit Free Press, covers the Detroit Lions on a daily basis. Dave, if you could add one area of strength for this Lions team, what do they need the most?
Man, linebackers at this point, you know, I mean, just a healthy body in the middle. I mean, you know, I don't know if DeAndre Levy's the answer, middle linebacker, but, you know, I don't know if the Lions know, but they sure hope to, you know, have a better idea by this point. But he's going to miss his fifth game of six, you know, this week. And you know, there's no Landon Johnson. I think, you know, he started every game this year, and he has, you know, 10 or 12 tackles, which, you know, you'd hope to have a little bit more out of your middle linebacker. So, you know, I think, you know, a couple of weeks ago, if you would have asked me, I would have said, you know, defensive backs and maybe a safety to pair next to
right.
Louis Delmas. But I just think linebackers are the area that's kind of hurting them right now.
And Calvin Johnson, what's the situation with him for tomorrow with his shoulder? Do you know?
Yeah, no, like I said, I mean, I think he's legitimately a game-time decision. He's, you know, Wednesday he couldn't use his right arm at all. You know, Thursday he caught a few passes, but mostly with his left arm. And yesterday he was – you know, he wasn't, he was still limited in practice, but he was at least using both arms a little bit. So might be something that you can shoot up and play on game day and then give him that extra week off.
Sounds lovely.
Dave, before we let you go, I have to ask you a question based on your tenure with AnnArbor.com. You had a chance to cover Rich Rodriguez and the Michigan program. Are you surprised that here in year three, the situation is what it is, for better or worse? And what do you expect in terms of the future of that program?
Well, the one thing that's really surprised me, Jack, is that, you know, they've just struggled to put a defense together for 3 years.
Right.
I mean, at Michigan, you know, look, I can understand the offensive struggles and when you're recruiting to a system and you don't have a quarterback and everything, but at Michigan, you should be able to get some of the best defensive players in the country. And whether they've misevaluated or the system hasn't fit or just haven't got guys, I mean, they just, It's really been puzzling that why they've been so bad on defense.
Yeah, you know, and that secondary, and I don't mean to obviously go back to this topic too much because it just grinds me to no end. But I mean, when James Rogers got hurt, okay, I mean, you knew. I mean, Cullen Christian is a talented kid coming in there, but you knew that with my senses. Well, look out now! Look what's going to happen. They're going to get ISO and boom, touchdown. You know,
yeah.
And so you hang him out there by himself. I mean, some of these decisions. Defensively, schematically.
You don't like Greg Robinson?
Well, you know, I like the idea that, you know, well, 2 years in a row we have the same D coordinator. That's a nice concept, you know, but, you know, it just doesn't. I want to see progress, and I don't see progress not just in scheme, but in tackling. You know, it just, that's what blows me away. And there was poor tackling. How do you have poor tackling in the Michigan State game? Passion should get you through that element right there.
No, yeah. Their defense, and I can hear it in your voice, their defense has been tough to watch for Michigan fans this year.
Yeah.
I mean, for 3 years, really, you know, because they were, when Rich took over, they had some returners that I think everybody thought was going
right.
to at least keep the team afloat that year. So, you know, that's the thing that's surprised me more than anything, you know, and I don't, you know, I mean, I actually, I was hoping to reach out to Rich this next week. You know, they've got a bye, Lions have a bye, but, you know, I'm not sure things are going to end, you know, great in Ann Arbor Farm there.
You know, Tom, one of the things that I look at when I evaluate a coaching staff, on offense, you're as good as your quarterback is and as healthy as your quarterback is. On defense, you would think that you're as good as your sound tackling and, you know, you make the most of your people. But to me, a good coaching staff never has horrific special teams.
Well, because it shows you have no depth. That's what special teams
is. It shows that you're not coaching the intricacies
of the game.
If you can't cover a punt or you can't. Do those kinds of
things. But don't you think also it's Dave, chime in on it. It's depth. When you have weak depth defensively, that's reflected on your special teams because usually the special team, not I'm just a special team guy, but those are the leftovers.
Sometimes
you will,
have
from
to
the
play your starters on the special teams.
Yeah.
A lot of colleges now are doing that more. You look at a lot of the teams now, they're playing their regular guys
good
on special,
special
teams.
Good special teams means deep teams. And you see it at the high school level more than anything. Good teams, or high school teams, or good special teams are the ones with 60, 70 guys, and you got quality kids. That's what it boils down to.
You know, just to bring the conversation full circle, the Lions, I think, you know, they recognized that they weren't going to be strong all over this year, so they went out and they tried to make their special teams a strength, and they brought in a bunch of specialists like an Isaiah Ikajuba and John Wendling, guys like that whose only role is on special teams. And I know you can't do quite the same thing in college, but and I give Michigan a pass on some of the kicking woes, you know, I mean, just if you don't have a kicker, you don't have a kicker. But yeah, I think there's a little bit of all those elements there, that talent, you know, young guys, and maybe coaching too. And Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't have a special teams coach. And
right.
That's something I asked Rich about last year, and they just some of the staff size restrictions, that's one area they chose to cut.
Dave, last question before we let you go. The Detroit Lions will win how many games this year?
You know, I think I'll probably stick with my 4, maybe 5. You know, I don't have a schedule in front of me, but yeah, let's just say 4. You know, I mean, I think Stafford will be back after the bye, and they have been playing well, and maybe they can sneak out one of those games against the division teams. But you know, they do have the Jets and the Dolphins and the Patriots and those teams coming up too. So
hey, when you double your win total,
there you go.
Still,
progress.
Still probably have a top 6-7 pick though. So,
all right, hey Dave, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
It's Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press. I'm just looking at the Big Ten Network show right now. And John Shinsky, a good friend, been on this show many times, and they have a terrific piece on what he has done, all the humanitarian work in Mexico. We will be right back. More open line, 393-3700, 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.